Listening Exam 7, Part 1, Extract 0, Example.
Teachers have to know their students. It's that simple. I mean, what works for one student won't work for another, so the teacher has to know how to get the best from each individual. That's not easy, and I suppose it takes a while to learn how to do that. I remember my maths teacher in high school was really good. He'd often get me to go away and solve things by myself. Not all the time, but he knew I loved working alone, and because of this, we all loved his lessons.
Extract 1.
I was always good at science, and I honestly think it's because I had this excellent teacher at school. I realise now how lucky I was really to have had an experience like that. I couldn't stand doing homework, and he'd say to me, "These are the rules, so do this by Monday or you're out of my class." I mean, a teacher should be there for students to give advice and that. But if he doesn't force you to do your best, you know, really push yourself, then it'll all be wasted, won't it? And this doesn't mean that you won't have any fun in lessons. Far from it, in fact.
Extract 2.
I think that becoming good at teaching doesn't happen overnight. Like any other profession, it takes time. You'll often find that a teacher who's just starting out can be too demanding. They expect a lot. They want to teach you everything, and they want to do that now, if you know what I mean. Some of my friends weren't too keen on the teachers who'd been there for a while, but I'd always say their experience meant a lot. If they told me I'd done a good job on something, then to me that meant I'd done a good job.
Extract 3.
Director Martin Scorsese has had problems making his biopic on Frank Sinatra due to opposition from the singer's family. One of Sinatra's daughters, an executive producer of the movie, said the movie was too hard on her father and showed him in a negative light. Scorsese is well known for his tough approach to film directing.
Extract 4.
Well, from what I'd heard, I thought it would be the most beautiful city in the world. The kind of place that people just want to go back to again and again. And don't get me wrong, it really was a very interesting place. It's such a tourist hotspot, though. Full of tourists all the time. Okay, so I know I was one too, but being surrounded by tourists all the time and never really seeing the locals got a bit much sometimes. And I think that's the issue here. People expect far too much, and when they get there, the reality doesn't quite match that. It's all a bit of a letdown, really.
Extract 5.
The US Open started today, and Britain's Andy Murray will be looking for a win against Serbia's Novak Djokovic. Previous matches have gone to 4 or 5 sets, and Murray said that the temperatures of 30 degrees Celsius made conditions tough and demanding. However, he was optimistic he would go through to the next round.
Extract 6.
Feeling hungry? Don't forget to eat out at 2 of Manchester's top restaurants, although you'll have to book in advance. The Vermilion is a fabulous Asian fusion restaurant just 10 minutes by taxi from Manchester's great Piccadilly shopping area. If you prefer really excellent Italian food, go to Pacini's on Charlie Road. You might even bump into a celebrity or two, as it's often visited by both of Manchester's Premier League football teams.